Well, that fits surprisingly well into a set of Japanese city pop. That was the track Just Call by Sherrick. Well, from what I know, it's actually a relatively famous song among disco slash funk boogie DJs. Sherrick did one album, but then he fell into his drug habit, unfortunately. Due to not showing up to studio recording or concert, he was soon basically fired by his record company. He never got to record another album again. Kind of a tragic story, really. Well, here we go again. For the last song of tonight, I'm going to play a relatively slow one. So maybe you would find this one a little bit sad. This one is called Girl Talk by Minako Honda. Yep, this is for sure the last song of tonight because it's already 55. DJ Lee here at WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. Hope you have a very good rest of the weekend as well as another great week up ahead. DJ Lee signing off. I will see you next Saturday from 10 to 11 p.m. Till then, good night.
Thank you. Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges, but many of us do not understand what we are facing or how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health.
If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Good afternoon, and you're listening to Ebony Spectrum here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Well, the election was yesterday. Have a lot of different perspectives from a lot of different folks, so thanks for listening.
Let's bring into the conversation the president of the National Action Network, the host of MSNBC's Politics Nation, the Reverend Al Sharpton. Rev, good morning. I know you were with the Harris campaign last night. Obviously, as the night went on, things became more and more grim for them, ending with shock probably this morning as this race was called for Donald Trump.
No, probably shock would be the word for many that were at the Howard University party, and then disbelief. I think also what we've got to deal with, you're correct when you say the economy was weighed on a lot of the voters around the country and a distorted view of the economy. Let's remember, Donald Trump is a expert promoter, and he was able to get a lot of myths across the table that really were not true. But it was not well promoted on the other side. I think that we also have to deal with the issue of race and gender. There was a lot of gender bias in this. There was a lot of race bias in this. And I think that we thought a lot of voters were more progressive in those areas than they were. When you have the Dobbs decision, and you see this kind of vote anyway with the person that put the 3 justices on the Supreme Court, you have to ask yourself, are we fooling ourselves saying that Americans are further down the road toward dealing with gender bias and race bias than we thought? So I would say this, though. Donald Trump, I've known a long time, he will self-destruct. The problem that I see is not Trump. The problem is that those that can be appealed to in this way, and how we've got to bring this country together. And we cannot do it by being like January 6th ourselves. There would not be a January 6th on our side. We will deal with this in a dignified way and try to put the pieces together. So we've lost, but we lost a battle. The war is not over.
Well, Rev, let's talk about, you talked about gender and race. Let's talk about race. Donald Trump fared very well with Hispanic voters, especially Hispanic men. The numbers are coming in still a little early, but I think he did better with black men than was expected in the past. What do you think pushed that, especially with the Hispanic voters going for Donald Trump as much as they did? Because that made a big difference.
I think that a lot of it was he was able to sell a lot of Hispanic voters that immigration was a threat to them, that some of the people coming across the border was a threat to them. I think that we've got to be honest, among Hispanic men and black men, there's a lot of misogyny. And I think that we've got to deal with the reality that he appealed to this whole false macho thing that some black men and some Latino men went for. I think that we cannot sit around just bedwetting. We've got to deal with the reality, and we've got to deal with the situation as it is in our own communities.
Well, bedwetting gets you, political bedwetting gets you exactly this. you don't want to do that. At some point, Democrats are going to have to confront some realities that they haven't wanted to confront in the past. They didn't want to confront the past issues on the border. It took him too long to confront that. We talked about a transgender inmate ad that ran 30,000 times that the Democrats refused to respond to, despite the fact it was Donald Trump's own policy, because I guess some people in the campaign, and we talked about this before, thought it might be, you know, maybe they were too woke to actually respond to a false ad, and maybe they were afraid that they would be attacked by their own base. There are so many questions for the Democrats to answer, but one of them, the one that's that I just saw that's going to be staring them in the face for some time if they don't do something about it, is that 45% of Hispanics voted for Donald Trump.
45.
That is George W. Bush. I remember when George W. Bush got 44% of the vote in 2004, it sent shockwaves. Yeah. This also, if you look at this, if you look at younger voters, you look at all these different, we've all been talking about a new Republican Party. There needs to be a new Republican Party. This morning, this is about as bleak as any time for Democrats since the so-called 1984 San Francisco Democrats. It's time for the Democrats to take a good, long, hard look at how this happened. And if they just say Trump bad, Democrats virtuous, they're going to keep losing. Because this, again, is so widespread. This is not about just Donald Trump. This is about the Democratic Party and being radically disconnected from the rest of the country. Look at the map.
Yeah, as we talk about how Donald Trump won, we had a number up there. It's important to point out Donald Trump did the same with black men as he did in 2020. Mm-hmm. So really look toward Latino men, where that number has gone way up for Donald in his favor. And we were just talking about New Jersey, a state that Kamala Harris won by only 5.
You're listening to An Experiment with Time on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM over the airwaves in the city of Pittsburgh, streaming online to the world up on WRCT.org. WRCT is supported by Speck Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagie, wings, and salads while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Speck Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Speck Brothers offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, email them at speckhelp@gmail.com or visit their website at speckbrothers.com. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Right now, millions of kids up to age 19 are eligible for free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and CHIP. Your child could be one of them. In fact, children in a family of four earning up to $80,000 a year may qualify. Income levels vary by state. Regular checkups, immunizations, doctor and dentist visits, hospital care, mental health services, prescription, and more are covered. For more information or to enroll today, go to insurekidsnow.gov. That's insurekidsnow.gov.